Pastor John has modeled for us how powerful visuals can be, so I have brought a few items for my faith testimony today. My name is Lisa Christensen, and we moved from Champlin, Minnesota to about 3 miles that way in the summer of 2019. My amazing husband, Dave, and I are excited about joining the Timberwood community, and we look forward to becoming better acquainted with you all. Like many of you have shared in your faith testimonies, church was always a part of my background. I was born and raised Catholic, attended St. Vincent de Paul and their elementary school in Osseo, Minnesota. Our family participated in worship every Sunday morning, and my siblings and I attended faith formation every Wednesday up through confirmation. Although most people make fun of all the standing and kneeling and standing and kneeling and all the other Catholic traditions, I appreciated the holiness in these sacred traditions. They helped me feel grounded. I must confess, though, that I would categorize my faith during these coming-of-age years as one author Kyle Eidemann references as lukewarm Christianity. It was more of a fan of Christ, watching from the sidelines, and not a true disciple who regularly lived in communion with God. I kept God compartmentalized in my life. Sometime during college, I returned home to visit my family and attended a service where the priest referenced the shape of the cross as a metaphor of what our faith should look like to others. Many of you are familiar with this metaphor. He shared that the horizontal plank on the cross reflects our works, feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, et cetera, et cetera. The vertical plank on the cross reflects our personal, intimate relationship with God. He continued to emphasize that we need both. I realized during this moment that I placed all of my spiritual energy into works and did not truly open up my heart and mind into developing a more meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. Called by the Holy Spirit, I recognized the best way to develop a closer relationship was to start reading Scripture daily. I read the Bible for the first time. During this time period, I felt like I was no longer just a fan of Christ. However, about a decade later, tragedy struck and revealed I still wasn't truly anchored in him. My childhood best friend, Stephanie, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and died a year later. We were 29 years old. Her death revealed that my faith was still immature. I was somewhere in between being a fan of Christ and being fully anchored in him. Instead of finding comfort in God after Steph died, I definitely went the route of why have you forsaken me? Steph was agnostic, and agnostic is someone who doesn't believe it's possible for humans to know whether or not God exists. Did this mean she was burning in hell? Fear and doubt about my faith started to creep in. I wanted definitive answers about heaven and hell, the nature of the Trinity, whether or not some of the Old Testament stories were literal or figurative. I spent the next decade continuing to read Scripture, but I also read other Christian authors who explored these ideas. In the end, it dawned on me that I do not need to know all the answers. I was focusing too much on seeking knowledge and not the Spirit. I found great comfort in these newfound insights about my faith, though it wasn't really until about 3 years ago when I finally fully grasped the concept freedom in Christ. I recognized that I still wasn't living a Spirit-led heart all the time. Fear, anxiety, and the desire for control still occupied spaces in my heart until I encountered enough stressful moments where thy will be done required action on my part. In the end, both my husband and I realized we needed to obey any nudge we felt from the Holy Spirit instead of trying to rely on our own resources. Father Greg Boyle says the word obey has its origin in listening. Kind of cool. Finally listening, we heard God calling us in a different direction. Hence, we moved up to the Brainerd Lakes area and accepted new job positions, not because we were experiencing a midlife crisis, although many of our family members and friends suspected this, but because we felt like it was what God called us to do and we needed to obey. I still don't fully understand why God willed us to move here, The pandemic threw a big wrench into our transition, especially for our two teenagers. But by abiding in Christ, truly being anchored in Him, I find comfort and peace in knowing that it's okay that I do not completely understand. I found freedom in trusting that God blessed me with fruits of the Spirit to help me during this crazy transition and during any challenging time. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. About 3 years later now, I wonder, maybe I was meant to move here simply just to be a part of this wonderful church community. Dave and I are heading to our fun, caring, and thoughtful small group later today. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and I still have a lot of work to do in order to remain anchored in Him. Spiritual growth is a process that requires discipline, and sometimes I still get in my own way. But when I remain anchored in Him, I can experience heaven on earth today. Thank you for listening.